Hi everyone. Let's talk about MySQL performance for DevOps for people who combine in one role of system administrators, role of MySQL DBAs, or role of developers. Who am I? I'm Sveta Smirnova and I'm a MySQL support engineer with more than 10 years experience. I am author of a book, MySQL Troubleshooting, and I'm speaker of various conferences. And during my work, I worked with hundreds of companies, and I found that there are few options, there are few performance tuning possibilities that could help 80% of installations. So I want to share them with you and share teach you how to use them. We will start from introduction of what is important to know about MySQL before performing performance tuning. Then we speak about hardware, MySQL configuration, and finally about query tuning. So what is important about MySQL? What is MySQL? MySQL is a database server with more than 25 years of history. It has popular forks. Some of them are very different than original MySQL. Some of them not so different. But for this topic, I would call all of them MySQL because I would discuss features which are common between them. So what is important to know about MySQL? MySQL architecture is layered. So when your application connects using Python or Java or PHP, it goes to connection pool. And first optimization happens here because if your connection thread is can be used in, from the pool, it would be used. And some other caches could be used here too. And then usually it's query, it goes to SQL interface, then parser parses it and, into a tree, which can be read by the optimizer. And optimizer communicates with so-called storage engines, that's part of code, plugins, that's handle data, how it's stored, how it's retrieved, how it's... all this part may use have own caches and buffers, so they could be global or engine specific. And then engines communicates with hardware. So it's practically a file system and can use memory or CPU to work with data on the file system. So what affects performance? First it's query, because this is what you ask your MySQL server for. And for example, if you ask for 1 billion of rows, it would take much longer time than if you ask just for 10 rows. So that's different. It's even if that's number of rows would be used to throw out after filtering result. So that's bad query can kill performance on finely tuned the server. Next option is hardware. So better hardware, you can have better results, performance results. And finally, even on best hardware or best tuned query, if you use default MySQL configuration, it's would be so performant as it could be. I recommend when on longer troubleshooting talks, I